Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for your favorite show. The Weekend Report is on the radio.
Thank you, Perry Woods. Indeed, the Weekend Report is on your radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a little express lane version of the show for you this week. The one-hour condensed version of the Weekend Report just for this week. We'll be back to our two-hour time slot next week, and we have got a packed 1 hour for you today. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to be talking to our buddy Skip Weber from Weber Chevrolet and Jason Nelson about a very cool event coming up next week in O'Fallon, Illinois, that Jason Nelson from the Queen Tribute Band is playing at. I will be hosting, and Weber is sponsoring. So a big event that we are all a part of. We'll tell you about that and have a little fun with Skip Weber a little bit later on in the show. We're also going to talk to Keith Mark. Chris, you can tell people better than I can about Keith's organization, Hunt the Vote. Tell people about what we're going to be doing in the next segment.
Yes, Keith Mark is the publisher, I think, for Outdoors Magazine, and he also is a close friend of Ted Nugent. Mm. And so
they've got an
initiative called Hunt the Vote that I assume, and we'll probably get more information from him, that's going to try to galvanize the Hunter, Second Amendment folks out there to get out there and vote this election.
Absolutely. Looking forward to that discussion. And joining us here at the beginning of the show is our friend, the Super Bowl champion, best-selling author, congressional candidate, recent election victor, Burgess Owens joins us on the phone. Burgess, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Good talking with you guys again.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Always.
Welcome.
Yeah, always good to talk with you, Burgess. Thanks for your time. Congratulations on the victory in the primary. It's now official that you will be the Republican nominee for the seat in Congress that you are running for. What was that like? I assume that was your first primary, first election. Correct me if I'm wrong, but tell me about that, experience.
Oh, yeah. This is the first. And of all the times we've talked, guys, if you ever asked me if I was going to run for any political post, I would have said absolutely never, never would I ever do that. So this is all new. And I guess let me just kind of tell you where I see this just a little bit past what we have, what's happening here in Utah. Obviously, this is a very important seat across the country. It's between 1 and 3, a must-have by the Republican Party to win back the House. It's also important to the Democratic Party to keep the chaos and the craziness going on. So it's a very important seat. But more importantly to me is I look across the nation and all these new faces. You have folks who have never run before, young people that are actually coming to the plate that are true patriots, not politicians looking to get there for the next 40 years and be a lobbyist. And we're there to replicate a president who's getting results for all Americans. And I'm so excited about that because this is the time that America truly can decide which direction to go in. The gray is gone. We're either going to go toward hopefulness, freedom, the American way, dreaming, entrepreneurship, or go the way of darkness, divisiveness, anger, destruction, and that's the left. That's the Marxist, evil, godless left. So it's a nice place for us to be, because I truly do believe in the American people. I think we always step up when we realize we're in the battle, and we're going to do the right thing like we have done for the last 200-plus years. We're going to move ourselves forward, and this time come back understanding that we have an enemy. We need to fight them, and they're termites, particularly in our college education system. We need to really root those people out and find a way to bring meritocracy to our educational system.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Chris.
Burgess, the NFL is talking about in their opening games playing the National Black Anthem. We have the NBA that is talking about allowing players to put messages on the back of their uniforms. You're a professional athlete, and I know it's a different time and a different place than when you played in the 70s and 80s, but how much pressure did you feel as an athlete, especially an African-American athlete, to speak out on cultural, political issues of the day?
Well, in those days, we were looking at the idea of a country that's always believed in all men are created equal and always trying to move in that direction. So we were excited about the opportunities. Keep in mind, I came into NFL in 73 with no black quarterbacks, middle linebackers, centers, because of the racism of the NFL. So we've come a long way. And that's what my generation was taught about. We were raised by a generation of real men who came back from war, who believed in our country, who believed in their race, and was teaching our young men to be, not only stand up, be educated, stand up, respect our flag, country, women, all those kind of things. So actually right now, the greatest thing we need to understand is that we've been under attack for decades. We're seeing now in the leadership of NBA, NFL, Google, all these places are a handful of people that are true narcissists. They're Marxists. They're people who've been raised in these college environments in which they do not love our country, and they're now leading roles that impact our country. So it's nice that we can now see that we have to be principled people. Personally, I was raised to be a principal. I watched my dad do that over and over again. I will never, ever, if they do this black national anthem. By the way, I grew up with that great hymn because mm-hmm. we're proud, and it talks about it talks about our nation. But our kids do not know how to read that, so they will never understand it. But if they do that to divide our country, I will not look at another game until Goodell and this Vince, Troy Vincent are fired. We need to have people stand up against these people that are dividing us, and tell these owners, man up, fight your country. Fire these people that are trying to divide us. Enough of just trying to become more wealthy when you already have the wealth that's needed to move forward.
That is the Super Bowl champion, Burgess Owens. Burgess, when you win this congressional seat in November, you're going to be thrust into a lot of these political debates that we've been talking about on the show for a long time. And, you know, thrust into one of the craziest political atmospheres, maybe the craziest political atmosphere we've ever seen in this country. One of the big issues that is being discussed, obviously, is the idea of defund the police, dismantle the police. There are some people on the left that will tell you that they want to have a discussion about reform. But if you truly listen to the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement and other protest groups, they don't want to have a debate about reform. The Black Lives Matter representative from Philadelphia announced this week a 5-year plan which the goal of which is to completely dismantle the police. The abolition of the police is the exact words that she used. So it's not a discussion about reforming police. It's a discussion about removing police. What are your thoughts on the defund / dismantle the police movement? And how do you plan to take that on when you're in Congress?
Well, this is what happens when you have an educational system that doesn't teach critical thinking. These guys have no common sense whatsoever. And it's interesting, the same vigilantes, the same ones that are running around and tearing down buildings and burning police cars, the same ones that say, please stop the police. So, no, it's not going to happen because we have too many Americans, who understand the power of law and order. Business owners need to have, moms need to have, those black Americans in these cities that are now a wild, wild west, they want the same thing. They want to have law and order, to walk down the street, feel safe. So this is the great thing about where we are today. We can finally look at, again, the gray is gone. You look at BLM, Inc. It's a Marxist organization. And anybody wants to do his homework, I think that's the great thing about the world today. Google, if you really have interest, find out who these people are, find out what Marxism is all about. They want to destroy the nuclear family. They hate Christians. They hate our American way. And for those Christians out there, you're going to either be clueless or complicit. This is evil we're talking about. It's not enough of this loyalty to pastors or to a party. If you care about God, if he truly is the center of your life, man up, woman up, get some guts and stand for him instead of kowtowing to these Marxists who hate everything we're doing and think that we can some kind of way walk down the aisle together hand in hand and think they're not going to end up destroying us at the end of the day. So my goal, very simply, is I'm there to be a patriot, like many others. I'm not there to be a long-term politician. If I can do my job, get our country back in the right shape within my terms, and I'm going to be there, come back and live in the community that I love, and I want to make sure that it continues to grow and help other communities across our country, black, white, Hispanic, I don't care who they are, to understand the American dream is alive and well if we just go out there and fight for it. Man up.
Yeah,
let's get tough and stand against these people.
I'm with you, Burgess. Just a few minutes left. Just a few minutes left with Burgess Owens. Let's try to rapid fire a couple last questions here. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I've got a policy question actually for you, Burgess. Okay. I forgot which number we're on here with the stimulus plans, but there's talk of another stimulus plan of sending checks to Americans. Are you in favor of that or not in favor of that?
I know the last one was necessary, and as long as it's going to the small business owners, what I am getting very, very disappointed with is how we put this money out there, and you have people like Harvard University has $400 billion in endowments that stand in line to get this money. If it's going to the small business owner, if it's not incentivizing people to stay on unemployment, when people are making $800 a week more than they're making not working, that's a problem. So I'm for it as long as it's going to increase the process of moving forward and helping those who truly are been put behind the ball because of this pandemic.
Burgess, there was an interview done with Kanye West by Forbes magazine a little bit earlier this week, and there's a lot of silliness and, you know, just general sensationalism around Kanye West. And, you know, he says some really ridiculous things, but he also says some really brilliant things in this interview. And one of these statements reminded me of a message that I've heard you say many times, and I want to read you this quote that Kanye West said to Forbes magazine, and I want to get your reaction to it. He says, "I was threatened as a black man into the Democratic Party, and that's what the Democrats are doing emotionally to my people, threatening them to the point where this white man can tell a black man, if you don't vote for me, you're not black." I want to get your thoughts on that quote, and also if you want to elaborate on that thought a little bit, I know it's something that you are very passionate about.
I love it. First of all, Kanye, I respect what he's doing. He's a billionaire. It shows what can happen in this country if you find the right niche. He's also a first strong Christian. He's going to be able to reach out to young people that many of us could not reach out. So I'm thankful for who he is. I'm also thankful for this. 60 years after growing up in the Deep South, KKK, Jim Crow South, we can now look back on 8 years of a black president. We can now look at an entertainer currently coming into this process of being a presidential candidate and think about it, talk about it seriously. This is how far we've come. Now, we have to understand that we have people that purposely keep this kind of information, this kind of hope away from our kids. So if I can say one thing, education, we have termites within our educational system. They're cowards. They're bullies. They sit there. They get the $100,000 tenured income every year, and they do nothing but send out radicalized kids. They end up getting put in jail, killing other people, bringing out businesses, and they sit safely behind these walls while these kids go out there and put their lives in line because of what they've taught them. So we have to realize we have to come up and fight for our youth, fight for our kids. And I'm thankful for Kanye because he has the courage. And he's right. He's a little different. But I guess what? That is what makes our country great. And he will make an impact by making sure young black people know there's another option to the Democratic Party, which is what it really should be all about.
Got a last thought for Burgess? Chris, he's got to go.
Well, just my thought was I just want to congratulate him on his primary win and look forward to seeing what the impact and seeing what you do in Congress next year.
Well, thanks, guys. It's Burgess for Utah. And let me just say this. We're going to get this thing done. That's what Americans do. Once we wake up, we the people always want to move toward freedom, hopefulness, opportunity, dreams. That's who we are to our DNA, to our very, very core. So stay hopeful, guys. Don't give up and realize that those other side will not win because they never don't ever vote against don't ever go up against the American people. Don't never count us out. We're going to make this thing happen for sure.
Learn more about Burgess and support the cause if you are so inclined at burgessforutah.com. I got that right, sir?
You got it.
All right.
Excellent.
Burgess Owens, a Super Bowl champion, best-selling author, and the next congressman from the great state of Utah. Thanks for your time, my friend. We'll talk to you again real soon.
I look forward to it. All the best.
Thanks, Burgess.
All right. That is going to wrap up the first segment of this Express Lane version of the Weekend Report. My buddy,
I thought you were going to say first hour.
The first segment of this Express Lane version. 1 hour this week. We'll be back to 2 hours next week. No fears. That's my buddy Chris Arps, of course. He is back and connected through the marvel of modern technology. And Frank Ladd, producer Frank Ladd, is also back. Big thank you to Carl Middleman for coming back and helping us out for the last few weeks. But Frank Ladd back in studio and producing the Weekend Report this week. So we really appreciate it. We will talk to Keith Mark from Hunt the Vote when we get back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Weekend Report on 97.1 FM Talk.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Weekend Report, 97.1 FM Talk. Big thank you to Burgess Owens for starting the show with us and joining us in that last segment. Always great to talk to Burgess, Chris. It's good for the soul. I always feel a little bit better about the future when I talk to Burgess.
And you can tell with Burgess that he did not get any concussion problems while he played in the NFL. His brain is clear.
Yes.
He sounds good. He's going to be a good congressman.
He's going to be a good congressman. And again, Burgess for Utah, if you want to support the cause there. I know he doesn't directly affect us here in Missouri, but, you know, every Congress seat matters. And we definitely want people like Burgess Owens, or I do definitely want people like Burgess Owens in the United States Congress. And so we will continue to talk with him as we go through this election season. Right now, as I mentioned in that last segment, we are going to talk to Keith Mark. He is a host on the Outdoor Channel, Great American Tales. You also may remember McMillan River Adventures. Keith hosted that show for about a decade on the Outdoor Channel, and he is also with the organization Hunt the Vote. So good to talk to Keith Mark. Keith, how's it going? Thanks for your time today.
Hey, great. Thanks for having me, Tony and Chris. Really really appreciate the opportunity to talk about hunters and our involvement in the political process.
Yeah, you bet. Excellent. So before we dive in into specifics and questions and all that stuff, just tell people what Hunt the Vote is all about.
Well, first of all, you have to start with the premise that hunters are not actively voting their values. And, you know, you and I have talked before offline, and yeah, you think, well, my goodness, you know, hunters have been a longstanding, reliable voting bloc, much like, you know, those that, you know, support the Second Amendment.
Keith, it was you that told me off the air when we were talking that showed me this data, this information about hunters not voting, and I'm shocked by that. I am blown away by that. So, I understand now more than ever the motivation for starting an organization like Hunt the Vote. Go ahead.
Well, Yeah, well, look, depending on what state you look at, it ranges between 30 and, hold your breath here, 50% of licensed hunters did not participate in the last two voting cycles.
Wow.
And it's startling, right? Yeah. And if you even dig a little bit deeper into the numbers, about a third of those aren't even registered to vote. Take the state of Wisconsin, where the presidential election in 2016 was decided by less than 23,000 votes. There's 670,000 licensed hunters that didn't participate in the last two cycles, and 170,000 of them aren't even registered to vote. You look at Ohio, big numbers that aren't participating, 195,000 of them aren't even registered. Pennsylvania, similar numbers. The state of Michigan, almost 300,000 licensed hunters aren't even registered to vote. And, you know, people like to look at Texas. There's 110,000 and near that aren't even registered out of about 800,000 non-participating hunters. And so when I was told that hunters
don't
vote,
that's a million people.
Well, it's crazy.
That's almost a million people. That's incredible.
I was skeptical, like you, when I heard the data, when I heard the numbers. And then when we acquired the data and we were able to see this, and the first thing that happened to me, I mean, it just knocked me. I felt like I'd been punched in the gut. But then almost immediately I said, you know what, as tough as this is, as just terrible as it is, the solution is so simple. Because I've, as you said, hosted outdoor television for over a decade now, and I've shared hunting camps all over the country, and those people are good folks. And people say, well, you know, racism exists in America. Well, I'm not saying that it doesn't, but I'm telling you, I've shared campfires with young and old, men and women, white, black, tan, and everything in between, of all religions, bow hunters and gun hunters, everything across the board, and almost unanimously, we agree on the core values of God, family, country, and our hunting lifestyle. Now, we might disagree on some of the other issues, and that's what America was built on. But the core values of God, family, country, and this perfect hunting outdoor lifestyle, we all agree on. And so the thought was, hey, look, if we can just get these people to register and then vote, their values. We're not telling them any candidate, not from the local dog catcher race to the presidential race. Just go vote your values, and that's good enough. And that's why we started Hunter Nation, which is the sister organization, and then now the Hunt the Vote Foundation. And I'd encourage all your listeners, Chris and Tony, to go to huntthevote.org. You'll see right on there. It's a very simple pledge. Just pledge to register, and if you're registered, pledge to vote in this upcoming election. And all we're asking you to do is just simply inform yourself on the candidates, and then go vote your values. It's simple.
That is Keith Mark from Hunt the Vote and the Outdoor Channel. Go ahead, Chris.
Keith, a couple of months ago, we had the great honor of interviewing Ted Nugent, and that's how you got on our radar screen. He's had high praise for you and high praise for your organization, Hunt the Vote. Tell us a little bit how that relationship got started.
You know, Chris, Ted and I have been friends for nearly three decades now, and we share a lot in common with the way we see the world, you know, and so Ted was one of the first people that I went to when I started formulating this idea about hunters not voting and how we get them to vote. So Ted's been really my partner from the very start of Hunter Nation and then on into Hunt the Vote. His assistance has been so valuable. I mean, his voice is so loud, so broad-ranging and reaching. And, you know, Ted is one of many awesome partners that we have. I just spent the last 2 days down in Booger Bottom, Atlanta, outside of Atlanta with Michael Waddell and his whole team. And Mike is a huge partner of Hunt the Vote. Michael Martin Murphy, we're doing an event down in Texas with him, and Craig Morgan and Mark Geis from Benghazi fame, and the list goes on and on. And it's just people that aren't afraid to step forward and say, hey, look, I believe in God, family, country, and I live this hunting lifestyle, and I just want other hunters to band together and vote their values. Yeah. So, no, Ted's a wonderful guy, and he's done so much.
So, Keith, only a couple minutes left. I want to ask you, though, Do we have any idea why? Have you had a chance to talk to these hunters or glean the data any to figure out? Because you would think, as I mentioned to you off the air, people who are big gun supporters, Second Amendment supporters, hunters, their rights essentially are on the chopping block. Every 4 years, you'd think that'd be a very motivated voting block, a group of people. Why are they not voting? Do we have any idea?
Well, sure, and it's perplexing. But in all the campfires that I've set around, you hear the same thing. I was privileged to host a one-hour exclusive one-on-one interview with Donald Trump Jr. as part of Great American Tales last season. And I asked Don Jr. that exact question because, he's a huge hunter, and he said, look, and his answer was the same as what I have experienced. Hunters don't want to mix their hobby, their passion with politics. They kind of come from the old school where when you're sitting around the campfire, talk about your broadhead or your choice of rounds, but let's not talk politics or religion.
You're gonna lose your hobby and you're gonna lose your lifestyle if you don't vote. We only got we're running out of time, Keith. I want to give Chris one more chance to get a question in there.
Let Keith go ahead and finish.
Don Jr. said, and this is what I believe, and you just said the same thing, Tony. If hunters don't go to the polls and vote their values in one election cycle, you'll lose them all. You'll lose your right to hunt, your right to fish. I mean, just look what's gone on in this pandemic, this lockdown. They took away our rights to hunt and fish and garden and go to work. I mean, this is a preview of what would happen to our lifestyle if, anti-traditional American value candidates prevail.
Yeah. And I think it's an important thing for people to know how important that is, too. Even if you're not a hunter yourself and it's just not for you, or you don't enjoy fishing and being out and camping and things like that, just aren't for you. What people don't realize, I think there's a lot of people that think that, oh, you just want to hunt because you like to shoot your gun and kill things. But it's and we talk about this on Second Amendment Radio all the time, it's the hunters and the fishermen and the outdoorsmen that are the ones that keep the lands clean, that keep the waters clean, that keep our parks clean. Nobody does more for the environment, really, of the parks and the waters in this country than the outdoorsmen. Would you agree?
Amen, Tony. No, you're right on the money, and I know I listen to you, and you guys, you're saying all the right things, and I just hope that if we get this information out about huntthevote.org, that your listeners will go, simply sign the pledge and say, look, I'm going to go to the polls, and I'm going to vote my values in this most critical 2020 election.
Good stuff. That is Keith Mark. You can see his shows on the Outdoor Channel, and you can learn more and join the cause at huntthevote.org. Keith, thanks for your time today. I hope we get a chance to talk with you again soon.
Fellas, keep up the good work. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to have to take another break here in just a moment. I want to remind you, if you've missed anything in today's show, where we're bringing you the express version of the Weekend Report today, 1 hour this week, but we're back to 2 hours next week. If you missed Burgess Owens in the last segment or any of that conversation that we had with Keith Mark just now, download our podcast each and every week. You can get it just about anywhere you get podcasts, but the radio.com app is my favorite place to do so. Radio.com app is free, and you can stream the station, rewind the station, and download the podcast there. So go and check that out. Got one more segment to come. We're going to talk to our buddy Skip Weber from Weber Chevrolet, and we're also going to talk to Jason Nelson from the Queen Tribute Somebody to Love about a great show that is happening this coming Thursday. I'll be there. Skip will be there. I hope you'll be there too. We'll tell you all about it when we get back to the Weekend Report on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
sitting here wondering about you and I.
Welcome back to the Weekend Report, 97.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, if you missed anything from today's show and any show that we do here, download the radio.com app. Great way to keep up with the radio station. It's absolutely free. Your favorite 97.1 FM Talk when you get the app. And then you have one-stop shopping for everything. Stream the station 24/7. You can rewind live radio, and you can download the podcast of this and every other show on the station. And again, it is all free. You can get our podcast just about anywhere you get podcasts, but I definitely recommend the radio.com app. Got one more segment to go here. We're going to be talking to our buddy Skip Weber in just a moment. But first, as I mentioned, there's a big show happening this coming Thursday in O'Fallon, Missouri. I'm going to be there. Weber Chevrolet is going to be there. And I hope you're going to be there as well. Our buddy Jason Nelson from Somebody to Love, the Queen Tribute, is on the line with us. Jason, how are you, my friend?
Hi, everybody. Well, what's up, Chris? What's up, Tom?
What's up?
What's going on? And tell us all about what's happening this coming Thursday in O'Fallon.
On Thursday evening, July 16th, out at O'Day Park in O'Fallon, Mo, there's an amphitheater out there. And Somebody to Love, a tribute to Queen, is going to be doing a show from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. So we cover, you know, I think this show involves 2 one-hour sets, and we're doing 27 Queen tunes.
Woo!
Ooh. Yeah, enough space out there on the lawn in front of the amphitheater to spread out, have some cocktails, enjoy the evening, and, you know, stay hydrated, gang.
Yeah.
It's going to be hot.
Enjoy the music, enjoy the water, and enjoy the libations a little bit as well,
yeah,
if you're so inclined. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. If you haven't been out to see one of the Queen shows, you don't know what you're missing. I'm so excited to be talking about live local music coming back to St. Louis as we get through this pandemic. So I'm excited to be a part of it. I know Weber Chevrolet is as well. Skip will be joining us here in just a moment.
Big thanks to Weber Chevrolet for bringing it to you and O'Fallon Parks and Rec.
Yeah. And one more time, since it's an outdoor show out there in the amphitheater, it's a free show, so you don't need to get your tickets ahead of time. But if you want to make sure you have all the details, Jason, how do you do it?
Online, you just simply search up Somebody to Love, a tribute to Queen, and we're going to come up.
Awesome. Jason Nelson from the Queen Tribute Show. We will see you this Thursday night at O'Day Park in O'Fallon, Missouri. Thanks for your time, sir. We'll see you there. If you lose me. And from Jason Nelson, we switch gears quickly, but apparently there is some breaking news. Chris, Frank has given me the producer wave.
I'm waving you off. We have a schedule change. Skip is unavailable for us at this moment, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Skip scared. He's scared.
He's getting ready for the Queen show. He's driving all the cars out there to O'Day Park to park around for the big show on Thursday night. So that's all right. We'll be able to carry on here without Skip Weber. I do want to remind folks that if you are at all in the market for a new or used vehicle, nobody helps you better than Weber Chevrolet. Nobody's going to give you a better price. The incentives right now at Weber are crazy. Nobody's going to help you on your trade-in more than Weber Chevrolet, and nobody is going to take care of that car and you better for the entire time that you own it than Weber Chevrolet. The service departments at all three Weber Chevrolet locations are absolutely amazing. I was reminded of that again, and being currently reminded of that again as they repair my truck after the car accident that I was in last week. So can't say enough great things about Weber Chevrolet. Check them out at WeberChevrolet.com, and I'm sure Skip Weber will be back with us next week. Chris and Frank, one of the things that I wanted to get Skip's opinion on and the room's opinion on as we finish up the show here today, a couple of issues. One of them being the Washington Redskins. Chris, you hosted the Tim Jones Show last weekend, and we had a chance to talk about this for a couple minutes then. There's been more talk and more debates throughout this week. Where do you stand on the idea of the name change for the Washington Redskins? Are you supportive, unsupportive, or uncaring?
You know, as I said last week, I'm not usually a big fan of the cancel culture. I like the name Washington Redskins, not because it's offensive or anything, but I'm a big NFL fan. It's a tradition. You know, as we said last week, I don't think they were naming the Redskins to be racially insensitive. I think they were naming them that team. So, you know, Redskins, Warriors, are known as Fierce Warriors. But the name that they are talking about changing it to is very interesting to me and something that I could get behind, which is the Washington Red Tails, which is named after the famed World War II Air Squadron of African-American fighter pilots. I think that would be a good compromise. Washington, D.C. is pretty much a black city. I think it would have the support of the fans there. And overall, I think it's a name that people could accept.
You think it'll be the first domino to fall if we see one professional sports team change their name? You think the Cleveland Indians and the Atlanta Braves are, and you know, other organizations are next?
Well, the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Blackhawks have adamantly said that they're not going to change their name. But, you know, who knows? Public perception may force them to do that. But I think if the Washington Redskins change their name, I think you can definitely see the Cleveland Indians changing their name.
You know, something we didn't get a chance to talk to Burgess about, we did touch on the NFL and, you know, them coming back and, you know, still planning various types of protests before games, during the anthem, things like that. The NBA looks like they're going to allow players to put things on their jersey, messages, political messages on their jerseys during games. One thing that hasn't gotten quite as much news, and Frank, I'd really like to get your thoughts on this as well, being a big Cardinals fan and a season ticket holder, big supporter of that organization, as we all are. Flaherty was on, did an interview this week, I think, on Matt Holliday's podcast, and he was asked about, do baseball players, Cardinal players, plan on kneeling or doing any sign of protest during the games? And he said that there's, quote, something in the works. So it looks like baseball is also going to be affected by this protest situation. What do you, as a Cardinal season ticket holder, I'm not even interested in taking sides. I just don't want the politics in sports. That's my time to turn off my brain and get away from the news. So I just hate to see it infiltrating every sport now, including baseball.
But politics has always been in sports.
Not to this level.
Politics has always been in sports. People have always been able to use that platform to speak out because that's their opportunity. There have been messages on the field in the past, raising money for breast cancer awareness. There's been tributes to other players on the field as well. Carlos Martinez puts a note to, I can't remember the Cardinal player who died.
Tavares or?
Yeah, yes, to Oscar Tavares on the back of the mound every game. There's always been something. That may not be politics, but they have always.
That's not a political movement.
They've
though.
Always spoken out. And part of that interview with Jack Flaherty, he mentioned that 3 years ago, there wasn't this. But he says times are really changing.
Right.
So you're probably going to see more players kneeling for that national anthem than you did, say, 3 years ago.
I wonder what something is in the works means. It sounds like there's more.
I think that was what he mentioned on one of the interviews lately, was that the kneeling gesture at the anthem.
I think it was Holliday's podcast that he said that on. I get your point, but I don't think fighting cancer or recognizing someone's death is the same as a political message. And as far as the platform, an athlete gets famous from his or her sport, and they want to use that fame to reach a broader audience and speak their mind politically.
A player gets famous for his talent and the work that he's put in.
Yeah, I'm all for that platform, but I just don't want it on the field. Go ahead, Chris.
I think this is a bad move for baseball. You know, NBA.
It's not baseball doing it. It's the players.
Frank, let me finish. I think this is predominantly bad for baseball. One, the NBA is predominantly black league. The NFL is a predominantly black league. The baseball is still predominantly a white sport. Most of their audience
or
is
Hispanic.
White. I know a lot of the players are Hispanic and Dominican and all that, but it's still primarily a white sport. And I don't think the white fans of baseball are going to be too appreciative of players kneeling for the national anthem. The other two sports, I think they can get away with it. I just don't think so as much in baseball.
They could
so
be
you
out
think
there.
A ahead, percentage Frank. Of white fans. I think there is a broad support for folks who are kneeling for that anthem that are not black.
Black people don't go to baseball games, Frank. And baseball has Major League Baseball
That's a
has started a has started a drive to try to get no serious. Have started a drive to
I
get
know,
black
yeah, I understand
to
that.
Get black people involved in baseball right. because there's not that much interest in it anymore. Black people are interested in basketball and football.
Here's my
and
point. So my point is you could be out there kneeling for the anthem in protest of my daughter's high college tuition. And protesting that the Colombo kids should go to college for free. And I still wouldn't want to see it in the games. It still just turns me off. It doesn't matter what side you're on. That sports is my time to get away from politics and get away from the news.
And we'll see this farther on down the line. But I really think these protests and these social justice warriors that are in these sports leagues are destroying these leagues. And I think you're going to see ratings for football way down. I think you're going to see ratings for baseball down. People are already upset because these baseball players are making millions of dollars. And the people that the fans and the businesses that support them couldn't make any money because they were squabbling over differences in pay. I think these players, and they don't realize it, but they are destroying these leagues.
So shifting,
and we'll see it down the line when it comes to ratings.
Shifting
and
away
attendance.
From yeah, you're right. That's exactly right. We'll see how it affects ratings and attendance. And speaking of that, shifting away from the politics, Frank, as a season ticket holder with the Cardinals, it's been a few weeks since we've talked to you. Now that this plan is in place to play these games, have you guys, as season ticket holders, received any communication from the team about plans to maybe put some fans back in the stadium at some point? Or
nothing official from the Cardinals saying that fans may end up being able to go to games. We did finally get the email saying, all right, you can get your refunds for the rest of the season. They had been doing it sort of monthly. Now we can get the refunds for all the games that we're going to miss through August and September. So based on that, I'm thinking we're not going to see fans in the seats at any point.
Yeah. And Frank Cusumano said something interesting this week when asked about the idea of do you really believe that they're going to play baseball this year? Do you think we're finally on track that they're going to play? And he said, I think they're going to play. I'm not positive they're going to finish.
Nope, neither
am
I. What
are your thoughts on that?
Too many tests keep popping up. Too many positive tests and too many questions about how they're going to handle those situations once games start playing and these guys have to start flying around the country or flying in their time zone. Wherever they're going, wherever they're staying, there's situations that could arise, and that Players Association is very strong. And at some point, there's going to be enough of a voice in the background saying, nope, this isn't safe for us anymore.
Only about a minute to go, Chris. Just your overall thoughts on sports. Would you rather them rush in and do a 60-game season so you get to see some baseball this year, or would you rather just wait till next year when we can do it, quote-unquote, right?
I'm with you guys. I think if we do have seasons, we're probably not going to finish them, but I still would like to see some sports. Let's see it and have it end, then nothing for me personally.
All right, that is going to do it for this week's edition of the Weekend Report. Once again, this week we only had 1 hour, but it was a packed hour. If you missed any of it, download our podcast anywhere you get podcasts, but particularly the radio.com app is my favorite place to get the podcast for several reasons. Go and check that out. It is absolutely free. We'll be back to 2 hours next week, and we appreciate you listening to us each and every week. For my partner, Chris Arps, and our producer, Frank Ladd, I am Tony Colombo. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Weekend Report on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.